Hello and good evening. And for March's bedtime story, we have three more Ainu folk tales. Number one, The Two Foxes, The Mole, and The Crows. Two brother foxes consulted together thus, "It would be fun for us to go down among men and assume human shape." So they made treasures, and they made garments out of the leaves of various trees, and they made various things to eat, and cakes out of the gum which comes from trees. But the mole god saw them making all these preparations. So the mole made a place like a human village, and placed himself in it under the disguise of a very old man. The foxes came to that village. They came to the very old man's house, and the mole himself made beautiful treasures and made garments out of various herbs and leaves of trees. And taking mulberries and grapes from the tops of the trees, he made good food. On the arrival of the foxes, the mole invited all the crows in the place and all sorts of birds. He gave them human shape and placed them as owners in the house of the village. Then the mole, as chief of the village, was a very old man. Then the foxes came, having assumed the shape of men. They thought the place was a human village. The old chief bought all the things which the foxes had brought on their backs, all their treasures and all their food. The old man displayed all his beautiful things, his garments. The foxes were much pleased. Then the old man spoke thus, "Oh, you strangers, as there is a dance in my village, it would be well for you to see it." Then all the people in the village danced all sorts of dances. But at last, owing to their being birds, they began to fly upwards, notwithstanding their human shape. The foxes saw this and were much amused. The foxes ate both of the mulberries and of the grapes. They tasted very good. It was great fun, too, to see the dancing. Afterwards, they went home. The foxes thought thus, "What is nicer even than treasures is the delicious food which human beings have. As we do not know what it is, let us go again and buy some more of it." So they again made treasures out of herbs. Then they again went down to the village. The mole was in a golden house, a large house. He was alone in it, having sent all the crows and the rest away. As the foxes entered the house and looked about them, they saw a very venerable god. The god spoke thus, "Oh, you foxes, because you had assumed human shape, you made all sorts of counterfeit treasures. I saw all that you did. It is by me and because of this that you are brought here. You think this is a human village, but it is the village of me, your master, the mole. It seems you constantly do all sorts of bad things. If you do so, it is very wrong. So do not assume human shape anymore. If you will cease to assume human shape, you may henceforth eat your fill of these mulberries and grapes. You and your companions, the crows, may eat together of the mulberries and of all the fruits at the tops of the trees, which the crows cause to drop down. This will be much more profitable for you than to assume human shape." Thus spoke the mole. Owing to this, the foxes left off assuming human shape, and from that time forward, ate as they pleased of the mulberries and the grapes. When the crows let any drop, they went underneath the trees and ate them. They became very friendly together. The end. The Stolen Charm. A very rich man kept a puppy and a fox cub. Besides these, he possessed a tiny silver model of a ship, a charm given to him by some god. What god I know not. One day this charm was stolen and could nowhere be found. The rich man was so violently grieved at this that he lay down and refused all food and was like to die. Meanwhile, the puppy and the fox cub played about in his room. But when they saw, after some time, that the man was really going to die, the fox cub said to the puppy, "If our master dies, we shall die of hunger too, so we had better search for the charm." So they consulted as to the best way to search for it, and at last the fox cub was struck by an idea that the ogre who lived at the top of the large mountain that stands at the end of the world might have stolen the charm and put it into his box. The fox cub seemed to see that this had really happened, so the two little animals determined to go and rescue the charm from the ogre. But they knew they could not accomplish this alone, and resolved to add the rat god to their number. So they invited the rat, and the three of them went off, dancing merrily. Now the ogre was always looking steadily in the direction of the sick rich man, hoping that he would die. So he did not notice the approach of the fox cub, the dog, and the rat. So when they reached the ogre's house, the rat, with the help of the fox cub, scooped out a passage under and into the house, by which all three made their way in. They then decided that it must be left to the rat to get hold of the charm by nibbling a hole in the box in which it was kept. Meanwhile, the fox cub assumed the shape of a little boy, and the puppy that of a little girl, two beautiful little creatures who danced and went through all sorts of antics, much to the amusement of the ogre. The ogre was, however, suspicious as to how they had come into his house, and whence they had come, for the doors were not open. So he determined just to divert himself a while by watching their frolics, and then to kill them. Meanwhile, the rat had nibbled a hole in the box. Then, getting into it, he rescued the charm and went out again through the passage in the ground. The little boy and girl disappeared too. How, the ogre could not tell. He made to pursue them through the door when he saw them fleeing. But on second thoughts, he came to the conclusion that having once been taken in by a fox, there was no use in further endeavors. So he did not follow the three animals as they fled away. They returned to the village, the puppy and the fox cub to their master's house, the rat to its own place. The puppy and the fox cub took home with them the charm and placed it by their master's pillow. Playing about near him and pulling his clothes a little with their teeth, at length he lifted his head and saw the charm. Then he worshipped it with great joy and gratitude. Afterwards, the fox cub and the puppy caused him to see a dream how the charm had been recovered through the rat's assistance. So he worshipped the rat also. For this reason, the Ainu do not think so very badly of the rat after all. The fox, too, though often pursued by dogs, will sometimes make friends with them. And even when a dog is pursuing a fox, it will not bite the latter if it turns its face toward the pursuer. The end. The Fox, the Otter, and the Monkey. In very ancient days, at the beginning of the world, there were a fox, an otter, and a monkey. All three of them lived on the most intimate terms of friendship. One day, the fox spoke to the other two as follows. "What do you say to our going off somewhere and stealing food and treasures from the Japanese?" His two companions having consented, they all went together to a distant place and stole a bag of beans, a bag of salt, and a mat from the house of a very rich man. When they had come home with their plunder, the fox said, "Otter, you had better take the salt, for it will be useful for you in salting the fish which you catch in the water when you go fishing. Monkey, do you take the mat? It will be very useful for you to make your children dance upon." As for myself, I will take the bag of beans. After this, all three retired to their respective houses, and a little later the otter went to the river to fish. But as he took his bag of salt with him when he made the plunge, all the salt was melted in a moment, to his great disappointment. For, having taken his mat and spread it on the top of a tree and made his children dance there, the children fell and were dashed to pieces on the ground below. The monkey and the otter, enraged by the misfortunes which the fox's wiles had brought upon them, now joined together in order to fight the fox. So the latter took a lot of beans out of his bag, chewed them into a pulp, smeared all his body with the paste, and lay down pretending to be very ill. And when the otter and the monkey came and made to kill him, he said, "See to what a pitiful plight I am reduced. As a punishment for having deceived you, my whole body is now covered with boils, and I am on the point of death. There is no need for you to kill me. Go away. I am dying fast enough." The monkey looked and saw that the fox seemed to be speaking the truth. So he went testily away across the sea to Japan. That is the reason why there are no monkeys in the land of the Ainu. The end. Oyasumi nasai. Good night.